This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Good morning, Oshkosh.
Good morning, Oshkosh. Day one of 2022.
Right. And everybody else out there. We have a lot of listeners online and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some people.
How much did that cost?
More than you want to know.
I saw those three guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We bumped our fan base up to four last night.
Someone actually recognized us. That's kind of scary. But anyway, yeah. Joining us is Mr. Vic Krause.
Nice to be here.
Good
really
morning.
Good. Yeah, feels great.
Are you wound?
No, I'm really calmed down right now.
The coffee hasn't kicked in
Not
yet?
Not at all.
No, the fourth cup hasn't kicked in.
Great to be here, guys. Thank you.
And now ready for another crazy year in Warbirds?
We are wound up tight. We're all set to go. Great crew. Everything's arranged. We're going. We're already giving rides already.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to get up there one day this week.
Yeah.
I promise.
They rolled out at 7:30 with the first batch of folks. The
first batch.
Batch of victims,
Victims, there you go.
So,
was there a little as the shoe off the shuttle pulled away?
The tram, bigger and better than ever. And we added, of course, last year we added that third set of cars and tractor, you know, the whole deal. And we call that the transport system. It's not a tram anymore.
Transport system. Yeah,
because EAA's using that word tram, and all. You know, they got the big signs now. Did you see the signs? 10 feet, 12 feet in the air, every place. Finally, you know where to go to catch their, you know, tram. They got the big thing, and it says tram.
Okay.
So they got.
I mean, we could tell you where to go, but that might not be. That might be different.
We've never had a problem. People have always been willing to tell us where to go.
I'm sure they have, particularly the director of this show.
Now, I don't know if I would call this a star airplane, but you guys have an Emmy 109 this year?
Yeah. How about that idea?
No kidding.
Did you see Warbird Alley yet?
I haven't been up there.
Boy, they've got some great iron out there already. Nice stuff.
Vic, that's not entirely true because we have. The big screen against the wall back there behind you, and one of the cameras is in Warbird Alley. There's a C-47 there right now. So we did see some stuff yesterday. I personally am looking forward to seeing the F-100.
Yeah.
That's a rare airplane.
Yes, it is. Extremely rare. They're going to have a few other rare birds. There's going to be a few surprises. Can't even talk about them yet. Big year this year, 75th anniversary Air Force. So lots of cool stuff. The Air Force is really rolling it out. A lot of events going to be taking place through the whole week, starting today even. I think they're doing the Special Operations Command military demo today. Not sure of the time, but just grab an air venture today and see when that happens. But going to be exciting for the Air Force this year. And we're thrilled to have this going on. So you guys got to make sure you get down too.
I want to know when they do the Warbird in review. I want to be there when they roll up the F-35.
Yeah, so today they're doing the Beaver at 10 o'clock, Warbird in review, and then P-51 Mustang at 1. So a couple of great airplanes, a little bit of something for everybody there today. And the tour runs all the way through until they throw us off the flight line, which is probably about 2 o'clock. And as I mentioned to you, we added a third tram last year. And I think we've got the bugs out. So we shouldn't have any more collisions.
Collisions.
We figured out how to synchronize all three so they don't run into each other anymore. So
It
was a low-speed event. Big deal for us. Now we add, of course, you know, sponsors make all of this happen. I mean, Hartzell, Covington, Concord. We added Tempest. And we're thrilled to have them. Tempest Aero Group signed on, and a really cool bunch of guys. And John Herman came over yesterday with a couple of his henchmen. I mean, his associates. Took a look at the layout and was very pleased. We've got, the flags now. There's 20 flags flying 20 feet in the air of all of our sponsors and, of course, the American flag. And we got rid of the PVC.
We're going big time.
We went big time with the full-on alloy aluminum with downlit lighting. And if you see it at night, you won't be able to take your eyes off it. It is the coolest thing ever. I've been down there two nights. After 9:30, it gets really dark. And that glow, this isn't like a harsh, bright light. It just illuminates the flags. All of them. And, of course, with the breeze the last 3 days, they've been just really flapping nicely. And then it casts a beautiful glow around the whole compound. So
that sounds like that's one of the must-do after-hour trips.
I'm telling you what, it's really cool. I went down there, I shot a bunch of videos and blew them out to all the sponsors so they could see their money was well spent. So, yeah. But anyway, no, we got that. Everything's going on. We've been building on this for, this is our 13th year, Dave. 13.
It's amazing, huh? It's been that long.
Yeah, how fast the time has screamed by. But
yep.
So right away we got 20-foot. So what does the flight line guys do? Yeah, Randy Ooms comes in with a 21-footer. And I'm like, you dirty rock.
Yeah, you dog.
Yeah, it's going to be a one-upsmanship. We'll have one that'll be 175 feet in the air.
Yeah, right. One of these days, the air traffic controller is going to have to talk to you about that
one. Watch the flag.
Man, hey, we got another first. I got to tell you about this. It was an idea we actually incubated back in pre-COVID, and then things just kind of evaporated for a while, and then I resurrected it, in fact, in the spring, like January, February, late winter. You know, the people waiting by 10, 11 o'clock, we got 100 people in a serpentine line waiting to board their tram. So, and I felt bad because they're out there in the sun baking. It can get hot. This week, by the way, is going to be brilliant, nice and cool weather. But in the past, it's been really, so I thought, you know what, let's go to the sponsors and see if they'll pop for some 10 by 10 canopies. Nice ones. Holy cow, they all signed up. Hartzell, Covington, Concord, Tempest, they all said, yeah, we're in. So we built these beautiful 10 by 10s, had them custom made with custom graphics for each one of the sponsors. And on the side it says, Shelter and Shade by Hartzell, by Covington. And then their graphics are on the top panels. It looks really cool. And we stationed them over the whole wait line. So now everybody's got Shelter and Shade provided by our wonderful sponsors. So it looks cool. So, yeah, another first.
You guys are amazing.
That's outstanding.
Thank you.
That's what happens when you let volunteers loose.
Yeah, that's what happens. And
now, are you seeing with fuel prices? Are you seeing a reduced number of warbirds? Or is everybody just saying, forget it, I'm going anyway?
You know, people were panicking Saturday because they had two Mustangs in Fighter Town. That was it. And it was a bunch of crickets hopping around. That's all there was. And the crickets put on a little show, but I mean, it was not like a P-51.
Yeah.
Nah, it just wasn't the same. So everybody's like, what's going? I said, guys, just relax. Sunday, it was still kind of quiet in the morning. Well, what people didn't realize, they were having a huge memorial for Mr. Chuck Greenhill, who was an icon, who has been an icon in this warbird movement for a long, long time. In fact, I think they're trying to apply for him to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Warbirds Hall of Fame. Chuck Greenhill out of Kenosha. Well, they had a celebration of life thing for him. And I can tell you, I knew that's where a boatload of all of the, particularly the Mustangs, because he had Louis the Fourth. Remember, Louis number four. And he had Geraldine was another one he owned and flew for 10, 15 years, who knows. So he had a boatload of the Mustang drivers, and I'm convinced that's where they all were, because guess what? The floodgates opened up after that memorial service had ended over there. And now look at how many Mustangs we got. It went from one or two to the field's practically full, the whole fighter town. So we're in good shape. There's going to be a lot of warbirds. But your answer is there may be a little bit of a reduction. We don't know yet. And on the other hand, I know I'm like, hey, if I got to pay what dollars a gallon, I'm going to do it. I'm going. This is where I belong on, you know, in July to the end of July. This is where we want to be.
Well, we noticed that the campground was definitely more full than usual when we arrived.
Boy, if that's a gauge for anything. And did you see the size of these behemoths? No, they prepped the whole thing. They thought, okay, 40 feet, that'll probably be max. Now there's rigs in there 46 and 48 feet long. Oh, my God, they're as long as a semi-trailer.
That's
right.
Well, it'll be a 175-foot motorhome.
There you go. Yeah. It'll look like a 707. You know?
So how about did you guys see Top Gun Maverick yet?
Yes.
Oh, God, I went twice already. I'm going to go number three here when they show it. And I think that's what, Friday?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's Friday.
I believe it's Friday. Yeah, Top Gun Maverick. What a brilliant.
I think we should sneak Tom Cruise in here to introduce it.
I think so, too.
You know something? I'll tell you, I don't know. You guys saw the film at least once. That intro that he does before the film rolls.
Yeah.
He nailed it. I mean, he nailed it. He said, folks, we built this film for your entertainment. We appreciate you being here. He positioned himself as every Hollywood actor should.
Yeah.
Not the pompous, hey, look at me, I'm a millionaire.
Right.
No, man, he went, you know what? I'm here because of you. I hope you enjoy the film. I hope you, you know, and was it a blockbuster?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. But, man, I'll tell you what, he went up about two, three notches in my view. Did the right thing, and it puts you in the right frame of mind for the film, and you're like, wow, this guy's the real deal.
And yep. Right now, with all the turmoil going on, we need good entertainment.
We need guys with that attitude.
Yeah, just
absolutely.
Just something to take us away from all our problems for a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Yeah.
All right, Vic, we're speaking with Vic Krause from Warbirds in Review, a Warbird area, Warbirds everywhere, whatever they call it these days. Thank you for coming by.
I appreciate you guys having me here. And I know you're doing it under duress, but
under my dress, what?
one last thing. I just figured something out at breakfast today. So it's Fast Eddie, right?
Yep.
Digital Dave.
Yep.
I added it together, and I realized you guys are the feds.
Oh my God.
No, Fed. F-E-D.
F-E-D.
Fast Eddie, Digital Dave.
He's right. Oh my goodness.
So I won't trust anything you say anymore.
Well, yeah.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
Jeez. I mean, it's already that way, Vic.
I know.
All right, we got to go.
Appreciate
Thanks for coming by, Vic. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ben Ball. Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.